CBP releases detailed timeline regarding Guatemalan girl's death. By Bob Price on December 15, 2018. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials released a detailed timeline relating to the death of 7-year-old Jacqueline Ame Rosemary Calmaquin. The young girl crossed the New Mexico-Mexico border on December 6 as part of a group of 163 migrants and died shortly after midnight on December 8. Border Patrol agents, including trained emergency medical technicians, did everything in their power to provide emergency medical assistance for Jacqueline Calmaquin immediately after her father notified the agents of her distress at a remote forward operating base, 94 miles from the nearest Border Patrol station. CBP Commissioner Kevin K. McAleenan said in a statement provided to Breitbart News, Border Patrol agents revived Jacqueline twice before emergency responders arrived by air ambulance to continue medical care. Emergency medical professionals transported her by helicopter to the nearest children's hospital. Despite our trained EMT agents' best efforts fighting for Jacqueline's life, and the work of the Hidalgo County and Providence Children's Hospital medical teams treating her, we were unable to rescue her, Commissioner McAleenan stated. Following is a detailed official timeline relating to the death of the young girl. On December 6, 2018 at 9:15 p.m., a 7-year-old female juvenile Guatemalan was apprehended with her father for illegal entry with a group of 163 illegal aliens approximately a half-mile west of the Antelope Wells port of entry at the Bounds Forward Operating Base, Bounds FOB. There were 4 Border Patrol agents on scene at the time. Upon apprehension, the Border Patrol agent conducted an initial screening, which consists of an interview and observation of the detainee to identify any health or safety problems to ensure that they receive necessary medical care. The initial screening revealed no evidence of health issues. Additionally, the father claimed that the child was in good health as indicated on the Form I-779. Due to the extreme remote nature of the location, while awaiting transport to the nearest Border Patrol station, the aliens were held inside the Sally Port of the Antelope Wells port of entry and had access to food, water and restrooms. At 10 p.m., an MCI transport bus left the Lordsburg Border Patrol Station route to the Bounds FOB. The Lordsburg Border Patrol Station is approximately 94 miles away from the FOB Bounds. Due to the remoteness of this area, vehicle transport between locations takes between 2 to 3 hours. The MCI transport bus returned at 4 a.m. to the Bounds FOB. At 4:30 a.m., the second group of aliens including the child and her father was loaded onto the MCI transport bus. Just prior to departure, at 5 a.m., the father first advised the agent that the child was sick and vomiting while on the bus. At this time, the agents notified the Lordsburg Border Patrol Station to prepare to receive the child and provide emergency medical care. Due to the remoteness of the area, meeting emergency medical personnel in Lordsburg was the best means to provide the child with emergency care. Shortly before 6:30 a.m., the bus arrived at the Sally Port of the Lordsburg Border Patrol Station and the father advised that the child was not breathing. A Border Patrol emergency medical technician began to provide medical care and revived the child twice. It was determined at this time that she had a temperature of 105.7 degrees. Hidalgo County EMS arrived and began providing care at 6:40 a.m. A decision was made to transport to the nearest trauma center, Providence Children's Hospital in El Paso, Texas. Air ambulance departed LOB with the child at 7:45 a.m. She arrived at the Providence Children's Hospital in El Paso at 8:50 a.m. and immediately received additional emergency medical care. Her father was transported by USBP via government vehicle to the hospital. At 11 a.m. December 7, LOB was notified juvenile went into cardiac arrest again and was subsequently revived. LOB learned that the CT scan revealed brain swelling. She was breathing by machine and diagnosed with liver failure. She died at 12:35 a.m. on December 8 with her father on scene. The Guatemalan government was notified immediately and is working with the El Paso sector leadership. We cannot stress enough the dangers posed by traveling long distances, in crowded transportation, or in the natural elements through remote desert areas without food, water and other supplies, the commissioner concluded. No one should risk injury, or even death, by crossing our border unlawfully. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.